The drunks usually filed in shortly after opening time, in the late afternoon. One guy I called the corpse. He was thin and gangly and very pale, very sickly looking in the face and skin, and rarely said a word. If he did, it was to answer a question, which he'd answer under polite but clipped terms. His energy, whatever there was of it, went directly into a focused and silent reverence for the glass of whiskey at hand. I liked him for that. He kept to himself, was never a bore in any way, and tipped politely at the end of the session at the bar. Dressed neatly and in a certain way of going about his order. Letting the corpse order his drink was something I'd learned over the course of the few years I'd served him. It gave him a dignity that he'd been cheated out of. I once set a whiskey down in front of him and took a seat, and he looked up at me with a startled look on his face. He said, "Yes, thank you." A tone of voice that had an obvious displeasure to it. If I knew what he drank all the time, his anonymity was lost. In the afternoons, we still offered anonymity, and that meant a lot to some people. Plastic bags that held cans of soup and beans, Always the same cheap brands you could get at the corner store down the street for 79 cents each. Most likely, he lived in one of the quickly vanishing SRO hotels, which had been a staple of this neighborhood for decades. Lowlifes, whores, junkies, veterans, drunks of all stripes and shades, and anybody generally looking to escape something about themselves and their pasts. Trouble if you spoke too little or too much.